You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
The Adverse Childhood Experiences Quiz, or AKA ACE Quiz, is the result of a study done by Kaiser Permanente in San Diego, California, of 17,337 middle-aged patients between 1995 and 1997, and they were tracked for 15 years. It's the largest study of its kind ever done. Now, when I took the 10-question quiz myself, I wasn't surprised that I scored yes on 9 out of 10. In fact, the Kaiser Permanente study concludes that if you answered yes to 4 questions or more, you are at a much higher risk for developing a chronic illness such as autoimmune disease, fibromyalgia, cancer, diabetes, lung diseases, bowel diseases, or reproductive-related illnesses. Now, I love my father, but he was a manic depressive alcoholic, so I had a very tumultuous childhood. But I was super fortunate to dig deep and learn more about myself, self-discovery, and self-empowerment at an early adult life. And that was what I was able to heal from my past traumas and mitigate any future chronic illnesses. This was over 28 years ago. Now, today on Wellness for Life, we have trauma recovery expert Dr. Meg Hayworth. She knows what it takes to overcome life's biggest challenges and has helped thousands of others do the same for more than 20 years. She's the founder of Lightning Women, overcoming the wounds of sexual, physical, and emotional abuse. It's a movement for women who suffered abuse as children and as an adult who have a chronic illness. Welcome, Dr. Meg.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on the show, Dr. Suzanne.
Now, I'd love to hear more about yourself. You know, you and I are good friends, but I want you to share with the audience about you, about your own history of trauma, and which to me, of course, explains why you're a champion for women who have suffered from adverse childhood experiences.
Absolutely, yes. I myself was abused by sexually abused as a child by a number of people. I had suffered physical abuse, emotional abuse, and what I call intellectual abuse, which is basically being told that you're not all that smart and you're probably not going to go that far in life. Well, prove them wrong. So I ended up in my 20s just in and out of doctor's offices with over a dozen different illnesses, including some of the ones you mentioned, bowel diseases and eventually fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. And, you know, your story is really powerful because 9 is super high on the ACE quiz, and that you turned it around so young. It says to you, both you and I did the same thing. We turned this around at a young age, and I think that makes a significant difference.
No doubt. You know, I know growing up, I was one of the, I would consider myself a black sheep, you know, one of those where I did not conform to my family life. My mother was super strict. And I grew up in Korea, Meg. So my life was different from the average American. And, you know, in the third world country back then, physical abuse was just normal. This was early 60s. Out of all of the 9, one of the questions that asked that I didn't answer yes to was about sexual abuse. There was none of that. I don't ever remember any of that, or it just wasn't part of my life. But what was everything else. And this quiz, you know, where I took it was, of course, on your website. I've done this before a while back, but I really wanted to learn more again about the quiz. So that's why I did it on your website, Meg Hayworth, and that's meghayworth.com without the Y and the Hayworth. But anyway, I took that quiz, which was so helpful. And just remembering all the things, you know, it brings back memories. Well, as an adult, I don't think about my past anymore. I don't know about you, but I really don't. It's not important to me. I really know what my value is, what I can do for people today and help more people feel better. And I know that's what you're doing. It's amazing even today. I know we talked about myself, you know, in the early 60s, but you know what? The statistics of women being abused today is just ridiculous still. Women and children. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, it's all over the world. In different countries, skew higher on the statistics than others do. It really is an epidemic. You know, we've seen it we saw it really up close and personal here in the United States with the Me Too movement. And, you know, those days where everybody was posting Me Too on Facebook. And I personally love to see that all of the men who would chime in and say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I had no idea that was happening in your life growing up, or, you know, because there are plenty of wonderful men out there and women that aren't engaging in these activities or these, you know, abuses. So, it really is an epidemic all over the planet, but I think it always has been, but it's just coming out more. We're seeing it more and more.
I think that's a good thing. Us seeing more and more, I mean, we've got to bring to light what the reality is and the truth. And young people, really, the young people are the ones that have got to say, it's not for me, and I'm not going to, and once I have children, I'm not going to continue the legacy of what I've been through. Isn't that right?
Yes. And that's why a lot of people end up coming to work with me, is they don't want to repeat the cycle, which is, you know, really important, just prevention in general. And you had mentioned, you know, that you don't think about your past now, but here's what happens is a lot of people put their past away and the body remembers it, whether you want to or not. And so that's, you know, one of the reasons for the chronic illness diagnoses is that, and this is what happened to me, is that I was pushing down the emotions. And I see this all the time with my clients. You push the emotions into to some area of your body, which is sort of like a weak link in your body. And it starts to reflect back by symptoms first, and then it usually spills over into some sort of diagnosis. And that's what I really work with, is unhinging that, the things the body's remembering with. You're familiar with the concept of the body-mind?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Please talk about that.
Yeah. So the body-mind is sort of this entity that operates separate from your mind. So it's sort of an unconscious part of you that remembers experiences, remembers emotions, beliefs, thoughts, and feelings, and stores it in the body-mind. And a good example of this is one woman I knew. She was force-fed as a child, and she was allergic to a lot of different foods. And the body-mind even would experience those foods as something that caused distress in her body. So that now the body mind is registering those, the emotions associated with those food substances as something that's hurting the body. So you might logically think, well, that doesn't sound right, you know, because I mean, I knew, you know, I was being force fed because my parents just wanted me to eat, and, you know, I wasn't eating the vegetables and or whatever it was, you know. You can think it through that way, but the body mind remembers it in a whole different way. So you may end up being allergic to things because of distress that was associated with that food substance as it went into your body.
It totally makes sense. You know, there's also a component that people don't talk about much because it's really new information, and it's about the epigenetic genetics and the changes that we can actually see a specific gene that is expressed, that expresses your ancestral trauma. Are you familiar with that? Because we can, there's actually trauma can jump generations. That's what they're finding. Let's say that you had your history of, for instance, my husband's history, his ancestral history is of Jewish in origin, right? And his people was extremely traumatized. I mean, incredibly traumatized. And we all know why, but it can jump generations, meaning maybe he didn't get the brunt of the physical issues, but it could be his child, which is our child together. So it jumps generations and it can be expressed differently.
Yes. We carry so much forward from our parents and our grandparents that we don't even realize we are. It's not just physical characteristics, but it's emotional and mental characteristics that get passed down through the generations. And I'm going to kind of throw out a really out there thought, but it's something I've thought about a lot as I've worked with people, because I've seen this over and over and over again. I almost have to wonder if our genetics are hugely a result of the thoughts, the feelings, and the beliefs of our parents and our grandparents. and their experiences and how they dealt with trauma. I mean, there's a huge connection between the emotional and, you know, the work of Dr. Candace Pert, who wrote the book Molecules of Emotion. She's a scientist who discovered the opiate receptor, and she found that our emotions are in every cell of our body. So if when you register an emotion like fear or sadness, or shame, which is a big one. I mean, that's always associated with sexual abuse survivors. You register that emotion. Every single cell in your body registers that emotion too. So
yeah,
that's a powerful way of thinking about it. It's like, wow, wait a minute. So mom and dad passed all that stuff down, stuff that you don't know about, the big family secrets, can be living in you and causing all kinds of things in your life that you just wouldn't even realize because it's in your subconscious mind.
That's it, the subconscious mind. But you know what ends up happening to us is as we get older, all that's whatever we're carrying, whether it is immediately, I mean, from our own family health, our family well-being and family life, or even passed on ancestrally, whatever it is, it ends up becoming expressed as an adult. So how does that happen? You know, as we're talking, we hold it into our tissues, and then we end up hurting ourselves. The truth of the matter is, you know, I was hurting myself when I was getting in my teenage years and going into my adult life. And that was what the pain I was feeling. And interesting for me, it was my first marriage at 26 was when I really saw the dysfunction of, you know, who I was. I didn't think of it, it was going to be a problem, but it was definitely the relationship that I chose really brought out the truth of what I was suffering from. And thank goodness at that time I reached out. I did all kinds of work, especially in inner child work with John Bradshaw. I read a ton of information by Shakti Gawain. These are old school, you know, people that wrote all sorts of amazing books that helped me figure out my shame, you know, my pain, how I was expressing it. I was a workoutaholic. I used to work out twice a day. I mean, it was crazy because I wasn't happy with myself. And of course, after I discovered all that, I just decided that, you know what, I've got to become whole again. And that's what ended up happening. And it very early on that, and once I figured it all out and I started feeling so much better about myself, my esteem, that's when I left my first husband. So, you know, you go through life learning about what is it that I can do to make things better. And what you're doing is just that, helping women discover their pains so that they don't have physical issues in the future. So tell us about what you do with your patients, your clients. How do you go through the discovery work? Because some people are not even connected to that.
Yes, most of us aren't. And so I really work in the subconscious mind and in the body. So I created a technique called whole person integration technique, which is an emotional transformation technique that affects the body at the cellular level. So it's not just a release technique, which there are a lot of release techniques out there, but this is a transformation. So it's sort of like we're dumping old files that are in the unconscious mind that people don't even realize are there. And we're looking at the old file and where it's located in the body, and then helping the client release, understand it first, actually love that part of the self, let it go, and then replace it with what they desire to have inside their body. And the most incredible things happen. I've watched people's diseases disappear. Particularly, I've seen things like diabetes, bladder disease, chronic bladder infections, which are often associated with sexual abuse survivors, things that are in that part of the body, in the reproductive area, are often associated with that. But I've seen other things like migraine headaches disappear. And it's really what's embedded deep, deep down inside that we don't realize that could be associated with disease. And I'm really speaking to a lot of people who've been through diet and exercise. They've done all these different things, all these different types of doctors, and even traditional talk therapy, but maybe haven't gone really deep inside like this type of therapy or other types of therapy that are similar. to help them transform what's happening inside the physical body as it relates to the emotional and mental.
What you're explaining, and particularly about all these transformations. So what I'm hearing then is that you help the woman recognize where physically that pain could be. Because some people, it may be in their neck or in your stomach or down in their lower bowels or in a body area like an organ, a liver, let's say. And what you do is you help them recognize that. And then with your methodology, is it a talking type of methodology, Meg?
Yeah, yes, it is. And I can do it with anyone anywhere in the world, which is also really wonderful. But it's something that bridges the gap between talk therapy and somatic therapy, you know, like body-based therapy. So it kind of combines those two things. Really looking at what most people call negative emotions, and I've come to think of them as teaching emotions, because I think that those emotions like shame and guilt and pain and sorrow and all of those things are here to teach us something about who we really are, if only we would listen. But what most of us are doing is we're running away from these emotions, or we're numbing these emotions, you know, online shopping all the time, or drinking alcohol or drugs or relationships, or focusing on somebody else more than yourself so that you don't have to look at you. There's so many different ways that we avoid those inner emotions, because we're really not even taught that it's okay to go and work with those parts of the self. You know, I think in talk therapy, we kind of spin in them because we sort of keep repeating the story, and it can help tremendously. I did 15 years of talk therapy working through my own stuff before I found transpersonal psychology, and that's when everything, I became a different person inside.
You know, you actually have a book called Get Well Now. Is that right? And did you write about your history and your therapy and what you can do to transform? That's what this book is about. That's what I understood when I took a look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, my first chapter in there is called Life After Lightning, because I was struck by lightning 4.5 years ago, which was a huge...
Whoa!
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. And it was, prior to that, I'd been a very successful celebrity nutritional chef, and I could no longer do that work, which is so physically demanding. I had to dial it back to like one client because I just couldn't handle it physically anymore. So that's when I put together my PhD and just put together all of this health and wellness program to help people to heal mind, body, and spirit. So it's just been a really exciting time through all of that. So,
well, you know, you mentioned about being a chef. You believe food is a critical aspect of healing the body, don't you?
Yes. It's absolutely necessary, I think, because what it does is it supports the body to heal itself. And when you're doing the emotional release work, it helps it helps to make the processes go much faster if the body's supported with food. And, you know, the more toxins that you've released from your body, the better you're going to feel anyway. And that's a big part of what eating a diet of real organic food helps you do.
So give us a few pointers what we can do today so we can start healing from the inside out. Which foods are you going to recommend, and which foods should we avoid?
Oh, yeah. I outlined this actually in my book. There's actually food plans that I had created for one of my celebrity clients and how to do it yourself. And so, of course, I recommend foods that are organic, as many vegetables as you can get in there, especially the green ones. And then I make up all kinds of wonderful ways to make it taste good so you want to eat it. Because I know a lot of us our palates are trained in a whole different direction. So that's part of what happens, though, is a palate adjustment that needs to occur for us. Once that gets shifted, you could try to go back to the old foods you were eating, the processed foods and all of that, and it just tastes terrible to you. It just it'll turn your stomach, which is good news, because then you won't want that food anymore. And then you won't have all the other specific results that come from eating those foods over time. You know, we know, you and I know, just from what we see, it really destroys the liver and the kidneys and the causes obesity and ages you faster and all of those things. So yeah, fruits and vegetables, lean, they don't have to be lean. Actually, you can actually eat lots of fats, but meats that are organically, sustainably farmed, you know, that are fed the right foods, because you are what your food eats. That's a really important thing for people to understand, that when you're eating food, meats that have antibiotics and they're fed the wrong diet, and those animals are actually sick. I mean, people don't realize they're eating sick animals. So you want to eat the healthy ones. the healthier we are, the healthier food is, the healthier we are. That really helps significantly.
Totally, totally. I'm a big believer of all that. And I really, you know, with my patients, I also say that if you choose the right foods, then you're going to make the right choices in life. It changes your behavior towards yourself, towards your family, towards your coworkers. You actually make better choices. That's the reason why also you want to eat good food, because you physically and your personality, your mind and your psychologically, you are healthier. So why wouldn't you make the better choices, right? And better choices mean less trauma in your life, less trauma in your family life. I love that. Thank you. Where can we find more about you?
You can find me on the web at meghaworth.com. It's meghaworth.com. I'm all over social media at Dr. Meg Haworth. So that's DrMeghaworth. And so it's really easy to find me. I offer free consultations. I know that my work is unusual, and so we want to. I always like to make sure a person's ready for it. And of course, you know, I'm connected to a lot of doctors and wellness entrepreneurs that can help you get well now as well. So I just want to help people get better. That's really, you know, my whole mission in life and purpose, and I love doing that.
You and I feel the same thing. We're definitely, you know, co-creators here to help people feel better and get better and just be their very best. You know, I'm talking about your website, meghaworth.com, that's where you can do the quiz, Advert Childhood Experience quiz, and take a look at yourself and see what's going on, you know. And I know Meg can help you in so many different ways. You also, Meg, on that, I was able to get that free download of the 10 Steps to Overcoming the Effects of Victimization. That's a huge little, you know, booklet that you've also provided for free, which is amazing. Thanks so much for that. I also got, you know, when I took the quiz, I also got this recipe book, 5 anti-inflammatory lunch recipes for people on the go. And of course, you know, I'm that way. So that was very, very helpful. But there's so much value, Megan. And the fact that you provide a free consultation, if that's what you want, once you've done the quiz, right, Meg? Once you've done the quiz, you can talk to that patient or that person about the evaluation of that, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Wow, that was great. Thanks so much for being on our show. I really appreciate it. Now, that was great. So everyone out there, thank you so much for listening to the show. I know you learned a great deal of valuable information, so do share the show with your loved ones, and it can definitely change their life for the better. Now, if this is your first time listening in, make sure you subscribe to our show so I can continue to serve you with the most current natural health information available today. Also, connect with me on Instagram at Dr. Suzanne. I post regularly on how to become the best version of yourself through nutrition, self-care, lifestyle, and kimchi. And what's great is that you get to engage with me directly. Yes, I respond to all of the comments personally. If you need help in digging deeper with your health issues, I work with people all around the world as well, and through phone, Skype consultations. You can get my contact info on my website at drsuzanne.com. Until next time, go out there and live your best life today, full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate health and wellness. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on the Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.